This is a guided meditation and talk by Linda Rees about the elements, starting with the element of earth, during a Sangha Wednesday evening meeting, November 6th, 2013.
Yourself to just settle in. To bring yourself into this present moment. Taking your awareness to your senses, the mouth, tasting. The nose and smelling. Ears and hearing, outer sounds, inner sounds, sensation in the eyes, and the tactile felt sensation of the room and your skin. Do acknowledge what you were doing before you came here and the things you need to do when you leave. And set them aside to come back to later on. So that you can turn your full attention to this time to be with yourself. Take your attention to your foundation, and the contact points of your body against the surface on which you're sitting. And then start to rise upward with your spine and lift up. Create space between the vertebrae, extending all the way upward through the crown of the head. Relax your shoulders down away from the ears. Take your attention to your jaw and release the jaw. Take your awareness to the mouth. Notice any sensation in the tongue, the inner cheeks. The upper roof of the mouth. To your nostrils, where the air moves in and out. Taking your attention up to the bridge of the nose, between the eyebrows. Your forehead, and the sensation back behind your eyes, behind the forehead. Just relax. And set an intention for your practice. Why are you here? Why do you practice? And allow that intention to release down into a felt sensation in the heart. And let that intention be a stabilizing force that brings you back when you start to get distracted from what it is that you're really here for. Take your attention to your left shoulder, the left upper arm, the forearm, and the left hand. Let the weight of that arm go. Take your attention to the right shoulder, the right upper arm, the forearm, the hand. And release the weight of that arm. Notice sensation in your chest, the rising with the inhalation of the breath. Relaxing as you exhale. The sensation in the belly, soft belly expanding as you inhale, exhaling. Practice is about being with ourselves in a relaxed way, just noticing. Turn your attention to your breath, breathing in and breathing out. Staying with the sensations of the breath. Count your breath from 1 to 12. If it feels like you're falling asleep, then count the inhalations to expand with the breath and with energy. And if it feels like you want to relax more into just being, count the exhalations. Starting at 1. And if you lose count, just start over again. Letting go of counting, just staying with the breath. And turning your attention to a feeling of ease. And spaciousness and awareness. Allow yourself to just relax back into awareness. Becoming mindful. Of whatever arises into your awareness. Noticing, am I aware? Noticing places where you grasp or push away. Just welcoming whatever comes into your awareness. Spacious, open awareness. Frank was teaching Ute Janiya's teachings, don't look down on the defilements at the Cottonwood retreat that we were at. And do most of you have a printout of that teaching? It was available online. And, The teaching, the questions were, am I aware? What am I aware of? And what is my attitude or what is my relationship to that which I'm aware of? And you may have noticed through your practice that to understand one of these feeling tones of the poisons of a grasping or an aversion or a being neutral, that each one of those has a sense feeling to it. And so it's because we sense it that we know that it's there. And so our ability to know our thoughts is also because we sense them. And so thoughts, images, and memories, they all have an impact on the body. So by gaining access to the body, we gain access to deeper regions of understanding. A big part of meditation is awakening the body and honing our attention. So we're going to turn our attention a little bit once each month and talk about the elements of which everything in life is composed of: earth, water, fire, air, ether. Because we are composed of these elements, and these elements all have a suchness to them. They have a somatic feeling to them. And so if we can learn to turn our attention more to the felt sensation of each of these elements, it awakens us a little bit more to our body. So the first element that I thought I'd present this week is the element of earth. And when you think of the element of earth, it's like our bodies are composed of all the same elements that the earth is: carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, sulfur, minerals. So we can tangibly feel the earth element within our bodies. And the way that you experience earth would be through stability, solidness, and your connection with the earth. And the way that you could experience the earth element in your meditation practice would be by, you know, stabilizing your foundation when you first start to sit and taking your awareness down to feeling your connection with the back of your legs, like right now, feeling where the back of your legs are touching down, or your feet, your sit bones, and grounding down into that. When you meditate, if you don't first ground down into something, it's really easy to stay spacey and to get lost in thoughts. And so a way of moving away from your thoughts is through sensations. You can't both feel and think at the same time. To really ground down into feeling grounded and steady and stable in your body would take you away from the spaciness. Another way to experience the earth element in your practice is through the stabilizing factor of your intention. because your intention stabilizes your awareness. If you really know why you meditate, why you want to practice, and you've taken that and contemplated it and really pondered, why meditate? So that it becomes really clear to you. So when you sit to meditate and you start to get distracted and pulled away, you can remember your intention as something that grounds you. So it has that earth element to it because it stabilizes. It's a way of stabilizing our attention. Along with recognizing what your intention is also bringing forth what it is that pulls you away from your intention. Our intention is a positive force that keeps pulling us the right way that we want to go. But isn't there always something that's always pulling us away from where we want to go? And those things are really important to mind and to bring to the forefront so that we're aware of them and they're not hidden from us. So we can recognize, oh, there's that part that's always pulling me away. But there's also my intention that brings me back to what it is that I'm really wanting to do. And if you're really doing what you want to do in your practice, wouldn't your practice bring you a great sense of a feeling of goodness? If you're doing what it is that you most want, it should be a practice that's a practice of lightness instead of drudgery. You know, here we are. We're doing something that's really important to us, that comes from our heart. And so pondering both of those maybe throughout your week, your intention of why you practice, and also the things that pull you away from it. Your intention, it doesn't have to be some grandiose ideal of wanting to bring peace to the whole world, although that would be nice, and it's a lovely thought. But normally we have to start with where we are, and so maybe finding peace within ourselves first. And that could expand to something even more. I think the Buddha first set, because he wanted to relieve his own suffering, he did all the things that he could do to figure out how not to suffer himself. And then when he figured that out, it opened up to wanting to relieve the suffering of everyone. So, you know, starting where you are is a good place to begin. So developing concentration is a grounding thing. Learning to be able to develop some concentration for our practice. If we never have any capacity to concentrate, how could we ever solve any of our problems? If our mind is always going a bazillion different ways. So a big part of our practice initially the practice is about developing some capacity to hone our attention, to draw our attention inward, to become more concentrated. After that, it opens up later on into mindfulness, but initially it's learning to be able to become more concentrated, more aware. So it's the ability to gather and hold attention for a period of time. And I think you have to offer a lot of kindness towards yourself, 'cause is not really an easy thing to do. So each time we meditate, we'll start the meditation like with the earth element, and then once a month, next time we'll talk about the water element and how we can experience that in our bodies, and then the fire element, the air element, and the ether, and learn to weave each one of those into our meditation. Any questions or comments? So meditation is really about acknowledging and observing whatever happens in a relaxed way. It's a practice of cultivating awareness, and that's with the right attitude. Ute Janaya, one of the handouts that Frank gave us at retreat, was this handout, what is the right attitude for meditation? And there's 20 suggestions. I thought I'd pass it around the room and everybody could read one. Or at least 20 people could. And do most people have...
Number one.
This is the attitude.
When meditating. When meditating, don't focus too hard. Don't control. Don't try to create anything, and don't force or restrict yourself.
Number two, I noticed this, it says this, it has the same thing that's in number one, you know, don't try to create anything. I noticed that earlier. So, again, don't try to create anything.
Must be important.
But don't reject what is happening. However, as things happen or stop happening, don't forget, be aware of them.
Number three, trying to create something is lopa, greed. Rejecting what is happening is dosa, aversion. And not knowing if something is happening or has stopped happening is moha, delusion.
Four. Okay, you have to double check to see what attitude you are meditating with.
Number five, you have to accept and watch both good and bad experiences.
Six, you only want good experiences. You don't want even the tiniest unpleasant experience. Is this fair? Is this the way of the Dhamma?
Seven. Don't have any expectations. Don't want anything. Don't be anxious. Because if these attitudes are in your mind, it becomes difficult to meditate.
Why are you focusing so hard when you meditate? You want something? You want something to happen? You want something to stop happening? It is likely that one of these attitudes is there.
Nine. You cannot practice when the mind is tense.
Ten. Don't practice
practice in a way that wants something or wants something to happen, the only result will be that you will tire yourself.
Mm-hmm. 11. Both the mind and body should be comfortable.
12. A light and free mind enables you to meditate well. Do you have the right attitude?
13. Meditating is whatever happens, good or bad, accepting, relaxing, and watching it.
14. Is the watching, observing mind properly aware or only superficially aware? 14 was supposed to be.
14. What is the mind doing? Thinking, lost, or being aware?
You are not trying to make things turn out the way you want it to happen. You are trying to know what is happening as it is.
17. Don't feel disturbed by the thinking mind. You are not practicing to prevent thinking. To recognize and acknowledge thinking whenever it arises is what you are practicing.
18. You are not supposed to reject the object, phenomena, things that are happening and being known. You are to know, and thus note or observe, the defilements that arise because of the object and thus remove them, the defilements. There's a lot of parentheticals. I hope that came across.
Which one are we on?
I'm sorry, 19.
Please, chance 19.
Just pay attention to what is exactly in the present moment. Don't go back to the past and don't plan for the future.
The object is not important. The mind that's working in the background, working to be aware, i.e. the observing mind, is more important. If the observing is done with right attitude, the object will be the right object.